You know, we have put in a lot of time on this. We have very thoroughly documented what we have done. I think, you know, we didn't spend a lot of time publicly discussing it, but the first 30 plus pages of our board materials lay out a very thorough and careful examination process on this. And ultimately, what the law requires is for us to find whether the petitions are sufficient or not. It doesn't say you have to come to a magic number. It says you have to exceed a certain threshold on that number. When I stood in front of you when they were here, you wanted me to stop at 540,000. I said I had to go at least 542,08. You know, we've gone through and looked at each of these signatures twice, every single one on all six petitions. You know, slightly under 1.9 million, as you heard, it wasn't quite the 1.931 total that we originally had based on the representations. You know, what we're trying to do is be as transparent as possible. The webcam is up. You can see how diligently the people are working on this process. You've heard, seen the staff with the command of the information that they have throughout this process. You've heard the arguments on both sides. There's a recognition, you know, that, you know, we've done our job, and we do want to make sure that the public is comfortable with that, and that's why the staff request was to say, make sure we have enough time to get the job done. And we wanted to finish the process as we had designed it with respect to that. You know, one of the issues that came up was what happens with Judge Davis's order. Well, Judge Davis was basically directed to let the petitioners back into the process. It wasn't just, you know, they vacated the order, but it was only because the petitioners didn't get to participate. The case is still in front of Judge Davis. He could reopen it and say, okay, petitioners, weigh in on this.
Would Plan B be projections only then if Judge Neese says no to this one-week extension?
Plan B would be to give the board the best number available and whether it's north of 540,208 or not, and whether or not there's confidence in that. And that's how we would approach that, is do we have enough information from all the review we've done, our duplicate analysis, and what can we project? Today, we did that with the senators. We said, if we count every single objection outside of those general categories, they're still going to have sufficient signatures. We didn't go in. We could have actually had a higher threshold on that, but we were already well over the threshold. That's the kind of approach we would be taking this time around. Again, it's making sure that we can document for the board so that it can, in a public meeting, say, we think there is enough based on what the staff has presented, listening to arguments from both sides, to declare that the petitions are sufficient to go forward with an election.
Talk about the timetable for the elections if, in fact, your request is granted.
Well, if we make a decision the week of March 26, you're talking about elections, two election events. It could be a primary or a general election, depending on whether or not you have enough candidates. On May 8th, if there's a primary, that would then move to June 5th for the general election. So all of this, we always set it up in terms of two events. 6 weeks out is the first event, which could be a primary or general election. That would be May 8th. If the primary forces the general election off, it's 4 weeks, and that's June 5th.